2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 3. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and virtue, through which He has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. The matter of life and its issue, which is the building, is actually the theme of the whole New Testament. Life is simply the triune God, who, after passing through a lengthy process, became the Spirit of life. The building is the church, the body of Christ. This building comes out of life. The church is the issue of the divine life. Once we receive this life, it begins to grow within us, to saturate us, to transform us, and to build us together as God's dwelling place. In this age His dwelling place is the church, in the eternal age it is the New Jerusalem. The dwelling place is the issue of God's being life to us. As His life within us grows, we are transformed. The purpose of this transformation is the building up of God's dwelling place. Growth, transformation, and building are the crucial points in the New Testament. God wants us to express Him. Our created life cannot express God. In order to express God, we must have the life of God. This life is the divine life, the eternal life. Actually, this life is the triune God embodied in Christ, who is realized as the life-giving Spirit. Today's reading. God has given us the marvelous and mysterious divine power. God is the divine power passed through creation, redemption, and resurrection to become the life-giving Spirit. The visible things of the creation came into being through God's divine power. Redemption was also accomplished by God's divine power. The one man Jesus could die on behalf of all men to accomplish an eternal redemption because of the divine power. Today, as the life-giving Spirit, He offers Himself to us as the divine power in resurrection. When we receive the Lord Jesus, the very triune God enters into us as life in resurrection, which is the divine power. The divine power in 2 Peter 1:3 is the power of the divine life, and this divine life power has given us all things that relate to life and godliness. The things that relate to life are inexhaustible. They include the law of life, humility, wisdom, rejoicing, love, joy, hope, submission, goodness, meekness, kindness, long-suffering, and peace. Everything related to life has been given to us. The life power within the seed of a certain plant includes everything related to the plant. The life power within the seed includes the stem, branches, leaves, blossoms, flowers, and fruit of the plant. Within the power of the divine life as the seed in us are all the things necessary for the growth of the divine life. In the divine power are virtues such as love, patience, humility, kindness, and long-suffering. The divine power, the power of life, includes all things needed not only for life inwardly but also for godliness outwardly. Another category of great things given to us by God is the precious and exceedingly great promises. The promises in 2 Peter 1:4 are mainly related to our spiritual life. These are promises for the inner life and the outward expression of life. One such promise is in Ephesians 3:20. This promise to do above all that we ask or think is not concerning the material things of the present life but concerning the spiritual things for the church life. The Lord is going to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think for the church life, according to the inner working power that operates in us. Other precious and exceedingly great promises are in Matthew 28:20, John 6:57, 7:38-39, 10:28-29, 14:19-20, 23:15-5, and 16:13-15. This is the end of today's morning revival.